UFOs. The International Space Station is famous for taking videos and pictures of the space around it. From time to time, those photos and videos contain mysterious objects. Recently, a cube-like object was seen rising from the ocean. Below the object, the shadow it cast can be seen, which reinforces the object's mass. The picture was taken on October 12, 2021. A UFO investigator made an interesting observation, and that was, if the International Space Station could have seen this object rising from the ocean, it must be capable of seeing many of the UFOs which have been reported. China's new radio telescope is bigger than the failed one we had at Arecibo, Puerto Rico, and it has been suggested it is capable of detecting alien probes if they come to our solar system. An article states there could be self-replicating probes coming here. I have no idea where this thought has come from. We have two schools of thought. One states UFOs are alien craft and we have been seeing them for many years, while the other school of thought ignores the UFOs completely and is worried about detecting probes. Sometimes I read things which I just cannot understand, and recently I saw an article about a former Harvard professor making a bizarre suggestion. He said aliens may have created the universe in a laboratory. Hey professor, this would have meant they were not in the universe when they did this, so where were they? I have always believed no matter where you were somewhere in the universe, and I have to ask, if the universe didn't exist, where would that leave life? The only answer I can think of is he means the aliens were in an alternate universe and created this universe. I just don't buy it. A former serviceman said he saw a UFO sending out a beam of light at a warhead on a rocket flying through space. Apparently, he reported it but was told he was never allowed to speak about it again. He testified to this at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. He had been ordered to go to Big Sur in California in 1964 and was in charge of a 100-man unit there. His job was to photograph an Atlas missile launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base. The warhead was a dummy. As the missile reached the edge of space, a flying disc approached it at about 8,000 miles per hour. It then fired four beams at the warhead. This made the warhead tumble out of space and the UFO fled. A Harvard professor has launched a project to check the Earth's sky along with the solar system for any signs of alien existence. This is the same astronomer who believes the interstellar object Oumuamua was an alien probe. He was not alone in this idea. Oumuamua was said to come from outside the solar system and maybe from another galaxy, and had an oblong pencil shape. The Curiosity rover discovered there may have been life on Mars, but evidence of it has been erased. While exploring a dry lake for signs of past life, scientists found the soil seemed to be scrubbed from brine, which could have flushed away signs of life. A police officer in 1987 took a photo. This was not just an ordinary photo, it was the photo of what people claim was an extraterrestrial. The officer was walking on a trail through a moor. As he walked, he saw a strange being with big black eyes, pointy ears, long arms and strange-looking feet. He took the photo and followed the creature until it reached a saucer-shaped craft. It entered it and the craft took off, disappearing. Many say this photograph is the best photo of an alien. If you want to see the photo, enter Tweaktown alien photo into a Google search. That same Harvard professor I spoke about with the alien universe theory also has another theory. This time he is saying we will never be able to talk to aliens without using artificial intelligence. One thing I can't figure out is why he would say something like this without having ever met aliens. Could it be he has been in contact with them? How could he be if he couldn't communicate with them? I don't like wild theories without proof of what is being talked about. Many scientists make conclusions based on nothing in these types of cases. A woman claimed she had a terrifying experience with extraterrestrials right in her own bedroom. She said about 10 years ago, five greys invaded her hotel room and performed surgery on her, implanting her body with alien technology. She said there are a lot of people like her who are afraid to come forward and become a laughing stock. No doubt that is true even today when more people believe in UFOs being alien than ever before. She says she feels her brain has been upgraded and has extrasensory abilities. There was a crash in the United States that also took place in the 1940s, but it was far ahead of the time of the Roswell crash. It took place in 1941 in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. There had been a report of a plane crash, but when people got to the site, instead of a plane there was a round disc. It had been broken into pieces and they were all over the field where it crashed. Three aliens were said to be there, two had already died. They were about 3.5 to 4 feet tall. One, the live one, was on the ground breathing hard. He was what we call a greater day, with big black eyes with long thin arms and legs. It wasn't long before the third alien died. The army arrived a little later and took everything away. When records were requested of the crash, officials replied there were no records. Some senators have been interviewed to get their views about the UFO problem. One said if UFOs were the product of an earthly nation, that would be one thing, but it would be much worse if they were built by aliens. He also said we have to get to the bottom of this because pilots were reporting the UFOs and they do not conform to the laws of physics. A strange orb of light sailed across the sky in Montana and was seen by quite a few people. One person saw a cigar-shaped craft in the sky and wanted to know if anyone else saw it. She claimed the object was very large.